Anti-Christian sentiment causes problems for a radio ministry. First-time missionaries are in stable condition after a robbery in Tanzania, and hundreds turn to Christ in post-war Liberia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Sri Lanka's peace deal is nearly shattered and civil war looms. The violence and fear of terrorist activity has put Christians in the crossfire. Back to the Bible's country director, James Kenaganayagam, speaking from Sri Lanka, says itinerant pastors are targets. He says a pastor was recently arrested after going into a new area.
When people go into new areas, people are very suspicious. And this guy, therefore, has been arrested. Based on your name and the area you come from, you could be branded a terrorist.
Kenaganayagam says it's becoming more widespread. He says the ongoing anti-Christian sentiment is causing problems for the radio ministry.
They don't want our programs because they're Christian programs, but they can't openly say that. So one way of getting our programs off the air is by giving us unreasonable commercial rates, which we are unable to pay.
To combat that, funding is needed to meet the increasing costs. Next, Southern Baptist missionaries Carl and Kay Garvin are in stable condition following a robbery February 23rd in Tanzania. Kay was shot in the chest and her husband Carl suffered a broken arm and lacerations. The Arkansas couple are first-term missionaries working in evangelism and church planting. They were helping three volunteers who were working on a short-term mission project. No one else was hurt in the attack. Pray for the Garvins' work and for their healing. You're listening to Mission Network News. E3 Partners Tom Doyle says while Saudi Arabia is the heart of Islam, Egypt is the brains. Islamic clerics are trained in the country, so it only makes sense to hold their own strategic training.
We were blessed to have about 140 pastors and leaders in Egypt at a training where they learned how to share the gospel in a new creative way with the Evangelion Cube and then how to plant churches. And these young pastors went out and started to share the gospel, and about 90 to 100 people came to Christ in the villages. As a result of it, 7 new churches are going to be started.
There's danger involved with ministry in this region. Pray for safety for new believers and evangelists.
They're going to have pressure to stay where they are, and when they start to worship, it doesn't take too long before word gets out. And so the biggest matter at hand is safety for these believers, because we all know that to leave Islam, there is someone that's going to want to kill him.
Meanwhile, hundreds of people gave their hearts to Christ in an evangelistic meeting on the outskirts of Monrovia, Liberia. It was the culmination of a 3-day evangelistic effort with evangelist Sammy Tippett that ended Sunday. While there, they met the vice president of Liberia and shared their burden for continued peace in the nation. Tippett also held a pastors and leaders conference in one of the local churches where he challenged the pastors to pray for revival in Liberia. And finally, there are more than 41 million Hispanics living in the United States today. However, what's being done to reach them with the gospel? The Bible League is concerned. That's why they held their first church planter training program. Rosilio Roman is the Bible League's director of U.S. Hispanic Ministry. He says evangelical churches are needed.
The demographics will let you know that not even all the churches that are in existence today could hold all the other Hispanics around that community. There are just not enough churches yet. So we need to plant more churches to receive and reap the harvest that the Lord has already set in front of us.
That means there aren't enough Christians ready to lead them to Christ, says Roman.
And that's why we need to train as many people that have that sense of calling from God to do it. The numbers are overwhelming, and there are just not enough Bible college students right now out there that would suffice the demand.
That's why they're training laymen. The prayer is that each person trained will plant a church within 18 months. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information on stories we featured on our broadcast today or would like to support this radio ministry financially, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also give safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.